This is the Pigskin Report, brought to you by Oklahoma's pork producers and the Oklahoma Pork Council. The Pigskin Report on WWLS, the sports animal.
That's right, time for the Pigskin Report with Pat Jones. We do want to say thanks to the Oklahoma Pork Council for sponsoring this. And Pat, normally you go over two games. Obviously, the Cowboys with the bye week this week, they will play Texas next week. But OU Texas, Pat, what do you have?
Well, the first one, we just discussed it. I got don't let Bijan Robinson have a real big day on you. You know, again, he didn't. Arkansas kept him to 69 yards. And so now, you know, he is second in the country in rushing yards with 652. I mean, Texas themselves are, you know, as far when you look at these stats, you know, they're fifth in the country in rush offense. You know, it's you know, rushing defense, because rushing defense, and this is probably a little bit warped a bit, OU is seventh in the country in rushing defense. Now, whether they're that good or not, I don't know. But don't let Bijan Robinson get loose on you. Now, he has good hands, like Craig was talking about. He can catch the ball and do some things. Now, whether this guy is capable of Earl Campbell in you or Ricky Williams in you, I don't know. You know, but he is a good back. And along that line, Craig, not only him, but with anything, don't miss tackles. That's got to be driving those coaches down there crazy.
Well, they missed a bunch last week against K-State. And last week, you know, they did a decent job on Deuce Vaughn from the line of scrimmage, but he caught 10 passes for over 100 yards. So,
right, gets in the open field, and they can't get him down. You know, and all this kind of stuff. And you know, effort and missed tackles they're the ground zero of defensive football. You know, if you don't do that, I mean, you can't win. So, again, tied it with any of them for that. Limit Texas, again, with the 20-plus runs or passes. You know, the Whittington kid, you know, the wideout is a, you know, he's a sophomore. Y'all remember him. We coached his uncle, Arthur Whittington, down at SMU. Hmm. Played with the Raiders for a long time.
I remember him.
He's from Cuero, Texas. They all from down there and everything. This kid's listed at 6'2 and 203. He's a nice-looking youngster. As far as, you know, big play type capacity, but just, you know, don't limit them with 20-plus runs or passes. If you can make them go in small pieces, I think you got a chance to win the ball game.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Now, again, can OU have – how much success can they have running the ball? Now, you get into that stuff, how much of that's RPO? I mean, Texas is 93rd in the country in rush defense. It's not very good. Now, not very good.
Now, Arkansas, like you talked about.
Arkansas gnawed them up. Yes.
Yeah, rushing yards.
So you know, is OU capable of doing that? I mean, there's so many mysteries about – you know, kind of where OU is with some things. I personally think they can. You know, if Gray Brooks, if Rattler is, I mean, he's capable of running the ball. You know, I mean, he's not an immobile guy. So if any combination of those guys have a big day running, it would certainly go along with it. And now, it would tie it in with this big day out of Mims and Woods, and I still think the OU receiver corps, probably led by those two, is the most gifted unit on the field, in my humble opinion. Now, I'm not saying throw the ball to them all the time, but again, get the ball out there, get those guys the ball, and see if Texas can tackle them, you know, or if they just get up and want to play bump coverage, these guys can run by you. Now you got to protect and you got to complete it and you got to do all those things. But I think if either Mims or Woods or one of those other OU receivers comes out of this ball game, you know, with the 20 plus plays, you know, I think OU wins the ball game. Obviously, win special teams. I guess, and this I'm going to tie this in with something. We're about out of time, but you know, I don't really, you know, have a lot of memories specifically of this series over the years, because most of the time I was doing something else, either coaching other college teams or coaching the NFL or what have you. But I do remember, you know, when I was down there doing the in fact, I think me and Jack Mildred might have been doing it, back down doing the Fox Sports Southwest Big 12 show. And when remember when it was 08, I guess, Shipley ran the kickoff back 96 yards.
Totally turned the game.
Yep. And I thought it totally, I thought OU had it going. I thought that flipped the entire momentum of that ball game. You know, and then what, Texas beats them 45-35. But, you know, some immensely big play.
Turnovers and big plays in the kicking game.
Thank
right?
you. That's exactly right. And I know that sounds repetitive to people, but when you look at
these
kinds of things,
exactly,
that's what changes games. Dicker, that kid comes in. Remember when he was a freshman and hits that
game
field
winner.
Goal at the gun.
Yep.
You know, don't miss field goals that you ought to make. Don't miss them. So there you go.
So numbers wise, Pat, you're right. I mean, Texas number 82 nationally in total defense. You know, you gave the numbers on 93 against the run.
Mm-hmm.
They're 106 in pass efficiency defense, 79th in allowing third down conversions. On paper, it looks like Oklahoma because the Texas defense just hadn't been great. But on the other hand, man, they're explosive. I mean, they put seven. I know it's only Texas Tech, but they put 70 on Tech.
Sure.
I mean, this offense can score some points for Texas.
Well,
and like you said, you give them a turnover, a big play in the kicking game, it can go the other way.
Bijan Robinson, you know, and we'll see what Casey Thompson is, and Whittington, those receivers, they are legit big play guys.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.